Good Monday morning, I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the American Bankers Association. Welcome to the last week of relative quiet in Washington. Congress is back next week and has to deal with the following items. The National Flood Insurance Program expires at the end of September. The FAA needs its authority renewed by the end of the month. SCHIP, a state-based healthcare program, must be renewed by the end of September as well. Oh yeah, the government runs out of money September 30th, and the debt ceiling needs to be lifted September 29th. There are roughly 50 legislative days left in 2017, and then we're in an election year. Meanwhile, on the world stage, you must have heard this a few times, but President Donald Trump has repeatedly said that Mexico will pay for a border wall, but the country's foreign ministry released a statement saying it would not pay for a wall or any other physical barrier at the border under any circumstance. The statement reads, "This determination is not part of a Mexican negotiating strategy, but a principle of national sovereignty and dignity. The U.S. is currently trying to renegotiate NAFTA with Canada and Mexico." The situation in Houston is not getting better. Hurricane Harvey is shaping up to be the worst storm in the state's history. The National Weather Service tweeted Sunday that the impacts of the storm are not yet known. The Houston Chronicle quoted Mayor Sylvester Turner saying police and fire officials have received nearly 6,000 calls and had rescued more than 1,000 people. Governor Greg Abbott said 3,000 National Guard members will be in Houston. The Washington Post reports that FEMA Director Brock Long said the devastation is probably the worst in the state's history. One thing to watch will be how Trump surveys the storm tomorrow in Houston. Both airports are closed. The city is completely paralyzed. The Washington Post scoops that Trump sought to build a Trump Tower in Moscow during his presidential run. A Russian-born real estate developer wanted Trump to travel to Moscow and push the proposal, saying he could get Russian President Vladimir Putin to say great things about Trump. Trump never went to Moscow, and the deal ultimately fell apart at the end of January 2016. Josh Dossi has a fun story this morning on Trump reveling in the Oval Office photo opportunity. Trump has grown frustrated with many parts of the presidency. Ever the marketer, Trump will take significant time to make sure visitors get a good photo. The Jerusalem Post spoke to Seb Gorka, the ousted Trump aide, and he said he had never heard H.R. McMaster say things against Israel. But Gorka said that McMaster, quote, sees the threat of Islam through an Obama administration lens, meaning that religion has nothing to do with the war we are in, Gorka said. Quote, he believes, and he told me in his office, that all of these people are just criminals. That is simply wrong. Alex Eisenstadt has a great piece up on how Trump's political operation is turning to Karl Rove's playbook of using ballot initiatives in 2018 to juice turnout. Unlike Rove, who used social issues to increase turnout in key states, Trump's team is focused on tax reform and other possible economic-related initiatives. Meanwhile, the American Action Network, a big-time conservative group, is launching a five-figure TV and digital ad thanking Congressman Tim Ryan for supporting tax reform. It's AAN's first ad to applaud a Democrat. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.